Hello everyone and welcome to a little tutorial on the Google Neon Cards for inclusiveandroid.com or inclusiveandroid.tk. Today I'll be taking you through a little tutorial of the Google Neon app and I'm cooking, so I'm going to be a little bit hasty through this, so let's get started, shall we? I'm going to turn on my phone.
5:48 p.m.
time for dinner. Alrighty, I've slowed down my screen reader and I've turned off. I don't have all those talkback sounds on, so my apologies. I have mine Galaxy Nex. Not Galaxy Nexus. Galaxy S4, the PG edition, and I'm running on the Google Neon Launcher, so I have only one home screen. And so to get to the Google Neon, you can either tap on the voice search. Or you can just swipe from left to right, from the edge of the phone, from left to right, to get direct to the Google Now Cards menu, or UI, I should say. So I'm going to swipe from left to right now and bring that to focus.
Long pressed audio. Moxie, mostly sunny, 81 degrees.
All right. Oh, gosh, we got 81 degrees, the first time in the whole year. It's kind of odd, but here in the state of Washington, central part of the state, gets kind of pretty funny. Anyway, so here we are in the Google Now cards. And so we need to go to the menu, which is near the top right corner. No, top left corner. I guess I'm hungry. Top left corner. Let's go up there, shall we? Yeah, and we're going to tap on that.
Moxie, mostly sunny, 81 degrees.
Okay, now when we tap on menu, here's what we got. From the top, exploring downward, we have
signed into villagers at G reminders.
So we've got reminders,
customize
settings,
send feedback. Signed into villagers, send settings.
So let's go into settings. So here we are in the settings. Of course, I'm waving my hand over the proximity sensor, so we're not having a lot of jabbering going on. All right, from the top in the settings menu, we got
searching now.
That's a heading, and go down.
Accounts and privacy.
Search language. This is where you go in to choose your language. Let's go down.
Voice.
Now let's tap on here.
Voice. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
We have 7 items in the voice menu, and from the top, exploring downward, we've got
languages. Default language. English. Us.
Of course, you can still tap in here and go to choose your language. Let's go down.
Okay, Google Detection.
Now, okay, Google Detection, this is where you tap and go see if you're, where you tap to see if you're, if it's switched on or not. By default it is, but we're going to go in here anyway to check to be sure.
Okay, Google Detection.
And we're in here, let's see what it says.
Say OK Google to start a voice search from the Google app or any home screen in the Google Now Launcher. On switch.
Okay, so it seems like the most recommended is the Google Now Launcher, but, you know, folks use Nova or Apex or whatever launchers that are out there, and it will still work with those. So let's see the back key. That was voice. Now let's go down.
Languages. Okay, Google Detection.
That was OK Google. Let's go down.
Hands-free
voice search and notifications. Let's tap on here, see what we got. And from the top, this is what we got.
Allow requests with device locked.
Allow requests for with device locked, and we have
for Bluetooth devices on switch.
Bluetooth devices is checked.
Tap to select for wired headsets on switch.
There we go. Those are the only two options here. So if you have a Bluetooth device or wired headset, you could still use it with your OK Now Google. Let's go back by hitting the back key. All right, so below the hands-free, let's see what we have. Let's go down.
Hands-free. Speech output on.
speech output is on. Let's go down.
Offline speech recognition. Manage downloaded languages.
Here's where you can go in to download your language pack. If it is not installed by default, you'll have the English, US English installed. For other languages, though, you'll have to go in there and download them. I think that's how it works. But we can let's take a look.
Offline speech recognition. Google app showing items 1 to 10 of 15.
All right, so here we got
all English US pre-installed. Disabled.
So the English US is pre-installed. Now, if we want to choose a different language pack, then we need to tap on all, which is near the top.
All.
And tap here.
All. Deutschland. Download. 18 MB. Disabled.
So you Germans, yours is 18 MB. Let's go down.
Deutschland. Download. 18 MB. Disabled. English. Australia. Download. 15 MB. Disabled. English, UK, download, 15 MB, disabled.
And there isn't...
pre-installed, disabled. Espina, download, 15 MB, disabled.
Okay, those are the languages, and let's see, are there any more?
Rusky I, comma, download, 15 MB, disabled. Comma, download, 15 MB, comma, download, 15 MB, disabled.
That's it about languages or language packs. Let's go back.
Voice.
All right. So offline speech recognition.
Block offensive words. Hide recognized offensive voice results. Unswitch.
Basically, if you don't want to hear any curse words while you're doing your searches and all that stuff, you can block this. And then the last item in this class is...
Bluetooth headset. Records audio through Bluetooth headset if available. Off. Switch.
All right, I got that off. Hit back. So we're back to settings, and you know that's just about it for settings. Now we're going to go back by hitting the back key. So we're back to the menu UI of the noun cards, and let's go up back to the menu and tap the menu on the top.
I'm at work. Menu button.
There we go. All right, so what we're looking for here is where it says customize. Again, the word is customize.
Signed into customize.
There we go. Customize.
Home. Google app.
I just wave my hand over the proximity. So in customize, here's what we got. Starting from the top, we got
customize Google Now. Sports.
So sports, if we tap in here, here's where we can go in and choose the sports or the sport team you want to add to your card, so see how they're performing and things like that. So you can tap on the team that you're interested in and type the name of the team. Let's take a look.
Sport. Add a team.
So add a team,
tap
you go
to
down
select.
To...
Interested in.
And you tap on add a team. Team.
Add a team.
And you go down...
Add a team. Edit box.
This is where you type the name of your team. And my kids are into Seahawks. And, you know, just to give them grief, I say I'm for Broncos and stick it up to them. They get mad. Anyway, so let's go back. Oh, my. So I hit back, and now we're back to, you know, the sports thing. And here's the sad part about Google Now cards that I really, really don't like is the fact that when you hit, now that we're back
sports.
To, you know, to sports, if I hit the back key or I hit the navigator top, it's going to take us all the way out of here back to the main menu. And that's the only way. There's no, you know, it's not like the settings whereby if you go back a menu, then it puts you back in the previous screen that you are in. This is not the case here. So I'm going to hit back. And see, it takes me back to home, the menu UI. And so let's go up near the top again and tap on the menu.
So menu button.
And we're going to go tap on customize again.
Customize.
Such a pain in the head.
Google app.
All right, so that was sports.
Stocks.
And then after
sports,
we got stocks. And then
tap places.
And mine says
tap two
because I just reformatted my phone. If I tap in here,
home, 411 Horizon Ave, Moxie, WA98936, USA.
There you go. So that's my home address. You guys can drive out and let's have a party, or a six-pack of beer, or whatever it is you want. So I got a couple places. First one is my home right here in Moxie, Washington.
Home, 411 Horizon Ave, Moxie, WA98936, USA.
Now, if that was not my home, if I tap here...
Alert set, this place is home for travel info, 411 Horizon Ave, Moxie, WA98936, USA. Showing item 1 of 1.
Now, if this is not my home... Yeah, and it's got the address wrong or whatever the case may be. Now that I've tapped on it, I'll just go down and edit the address. Let's see what we have.
Set this place is home. Edit box 411 Horizon Ave, Moxie, WA98936, USA.
Let's hit back. And then work.
ATC Adelaide, Moxie, WA98936.
The only difference, though, between places and, or, you know, sports and stocks and the like is that with sports and stocks, you can add what sports you want or what stocks you're going after. Now, for places, however, you can add a place of interest. So places get automatically added as you travel around, as you move around, and then Google Cards will let you know if you want to add this place to your Google Now Cards, and that's how those things work. So let's hit the back, of course, or the navigate home, and of course, it's going to take us back to the main UI. What?
Home.
Exactly. So now I'm going to go back to the top left and hit menu again.
Menu button.
All right, and let's go find customize.
Settings.
And
customize.
Click on it.
Home.
All right, so we've seen sports and stocks and places. And the last two are almost identical. Not almost, but they're actually identical. So it doesn't matter which one we tap on. And that was everything else. And customize Google Now Cards. So let's take a look.
TV and video.
Whoops, sorry. No, there's TV and video.
TV and video.
Now, TV and video is where you can go in and choose. Let's take a look. You can...
TV provider. Choose a provider.
If you tap in here.
Providers for 98936. Change zip code. No television provider. Showing items 1 to 10 of 12.
I live in a very small town of about 2,000 people. Anyway, so let's see what we have in my area. We got
TV. No television provider.
Oh, I don't have any television provider in my area. What a shame. Let's go down. There's broadcast digital. I think that's just over the air thing.
Charter Communications.
Charter Communication. I have Charter. Yeah. There's DirecTV Yakima, Washington. Yakima, Washington, Pasco.
Dish Yakima.
There's Dish.
To 4D TV.
4D TV. I wonder what that is.
AFN satellite. C-band.
C-band.
Dish Network. DirecTV.
DirecTV.
Dish Network.
And that'll be it. I bet if you're in a big city. Now, this is in Yakima. A lot of these are in Yakima, but nothing here in Moxie. Of course, we do have Charter. I'm subscribed to Charter's cable. So now I'm going to go back here by hitting the back key.
Google app.
Not so much to worry about here.
Video on demand providers. Choose a provider.
So after choosing TV, we have video on demand. Let's go in here and see what we have.
Alert video on demand providers. Cancel. Okay.
And we got from the top, we got
not checked. Amazon Prime.
It's Amazon Prime.
Not checked. HBO Geo.
HBO.
Not checked. Hulu Plus.
Hulu.
Not checked. Netflix.
Netflix.
Not checked. Redbox Instant.
Redbox?
Tap to toggle.
I didn't know they have stuff like that.
Cancel button. Not
checked. Well, I think that's the end of it. Let's go back here.
Google app.
And so video on demand. Let's go down.
Video on demand providers. Show only programs that I can cast while Chromecast is detected. Tap to select.
How about, you know, Chromecast items that could not be shown on Chromecast. Let's go in and see what we have.
Setting expanded.
So we got
TV provider, video on demand, show only programs that I can cast while Chromecast is detected. Tap to select.
And we don't have anything.
No button. Yes button. Show only programs that I can cast while Chromecast is detected.
Do you want to do that? And it's asking you want to say yes or no. I'm just going to hit back.
Show only programs that I can
cast. So we're back to the video TV thing. So let's hit the back key again. And of course, we're back to the menu UI. So let's go back to the top, tap on menu. All right. So let's go down. Customize. And let's go down to whether everything else or customize Google Now is the same thing. Like I said, watch, I'm going to tap on everything else and you'll see what I mean. Same thing. All right.
How do you usually get around?
Now, then we got
to select. What temperature units do you prefer? Fahrenheit.
What temperature? You know, I got Fahrenheit. Now, if I tap here,
setting expanded.
And if I go down to
temperature units do you prefer? Celsius.
And let's change to Celsius.
Select. Setting collapsed.
And let's go back and look.
How do you usually get around? What temperature units do you prefer? Celsius.
All right.
Interested in weather updates for home? Yes.
So that's a yes.
Tap to select. Interested in weather updates for your location? Yes.
And what this means is if I travel to another place, wherever I'm at, the location tracking is on, it'll give me the weather for that particular area. Let's go down.
Continue to get weather updates? Yes.
Continue to get weather updates? Yes. So it means if I'm out and about, I get those updates. Go down.
Interested in weather updates for work? Yes.
All right. Now, if you tap on either of these that has a yes, you will have two choices of yes or no. Now, there was a setting for how do you travel?
How do you usually get around?
How do you usually get around? So this driving, tap on here,
expanded.
And here's what we got.
How do you usually get around? Biking.
There's
biking.
Driving,
public transit,
walking.
What temperature
those are the choices. So if I tap on walking, watch.
Public transit, walking. Setting collapse.
And then we go back up here, you're going to see how do I travel around.
How do you usually get around? Walking.
See, now we have walking.
Tap to
so
select.
Tap back on that,
setting expanding.
And I'm going to tap on driving.
Driving.
And collapse. Now I'm back to driving.
How do you usually get around? Driving.
Okay, Google. Nothing. Okay, watch this.
Voice search.
Let's try this. What's the temperature?
It's 27 degrees in Moxie right now.
27 degrees in Moxie right now. Let's see. How about try texting?
Voice search button.
Send a text message to... Whoops. See, it just cut me off. Let's try again.
Brian, voice search button. Search button, Brian Bauer. I am...
Well, here's,
Brian
you know,
Bauer,
someone...
Work. We'll have...
Let me...
Brian Bauer, 5:36 p.m. I am at work. We'll have to pass this time. Thanks. Home.
All right, let me...
Brian Bauer, showing item 2 to 5 of 5.
I thought I was going to send a message to Brian, but let's try something.
Voice search button.
Send a text message.
Who do you want to text?
Gary Malconium.
Say the name of the contact you want to text or say cancel.
Gary Malconium.
Try repeating the contact name or say cancel.
I'm going to cancel. Okay. As you can see, TalkBack is interfering with my Google search. So what I need to do is to go into my TalkBack settings and make sure that the audio focus speech is turned off. All right. So let's bring up the TalkBack settings by drawing the L gesture. So from the top, I'm just going to draw a line down, then curve to the right to invoke the global menu. So here I go.
Folder. Digit.
Okay, I don't have the sounds.
Explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to touch near the top right corner. That's where the settings are. I mean, if we go from the left, let's go from the left. We have the pause feedback, and then there's a cancel in the middle, and then there's talkback settings. So let's go from the top right, top left, I should say.
Pause feedback.
Going right.
Cancel.
That's in the middle. Going right.
Talkback settings.
All right, and I just lift my finger.
Talkback settings.
And I'm in talkback settings. Now what I need to go down to is that focus audio speech.
Speak other feedback.
And it's under the heading of other feedback. So let's go.
Vibration feedback, not checked. Check sound feedback, not checked. Check box. Focus speech audio, decrease other audio volume while speaking, not checked. Check box.
Okay.
Tap to select.
Now it is not checked. Now if I check this, what?
Checked.
Okay, so that's checked. If I go back out here, and what?
Voice search button.
Send text message.
Who do you want to text?
Gary Malconium. So you see,
TalkBack
is talking, and I can do it. You can't do it with that check mark turned on. So let's go turn it off. Gary is going to cut my head off for using him as a guinea pig in this little tutorial.
Sound feedback, focus speech audio, decrease other audio volume while speaking. Checked. Check box.
Make sure that's unchecked. That's in the talkback settings.
Not checked.
Okay. Now.
Camera.
Whoops.
Now
what
camera.
Happened?
Modeless.
Sorry. Well, right, let's try it again.
Voice search button.
Send text message.
Who do you want to text?
Gary.
Which Gary?
Malconium.
What's the message? Malconium.
Hi, Gary. This is Warren Carr here, period. Could you send me a little text back if you can? Question mark. Ah, TalkBack's trying to read my message. Okay, so basically what you do is when you are done, just hit the back key. Watch. Of course, it's going to be recording all that I said so far.
Richmond, hi Gary, this is Warren Carr here. Could you send me a text back if you can?
See?
Send text.
So see, that's how that works. That's it, but watch.
Okay,
if I... If I stop TalkBack in totality, so I'm going to go into the settings, system settings, and let's go to
settings,
and let's go to accessibility,
date and time accessibility,
and let's go turn TalkBack off,
TalkBack on.
Tap on that, go to the near right top corner. And
settings on, switch on, alert stop, talk back,
and tap OK.
Okay button.
All right, now what? If I say the magic word, it should come up. Okay, Google, send text message to Gary.
Which Gary?
Gary Malconium.
What's the message?
Hi, Gary, this is Warren Carr, period. Could you please send me a text message? Question mark.
Do you want to send this?
Read it.
Say send it or cancel.
Send it.
Sending message.
Okay, I didn't have a confirmation saying message is sent. But I'm assuming that my message has been sent. All right, so I'm going to bring TalkBack out. Of course, I stopped TalkBack as a running service. Now I'm going to hold down my power key and put down my two fingers to enable accessibility. So watch. Put two fingers down.
Keep holding down two fingers to enable accessibility.
Accessibility enabled.
Perfect.
Message sent to Gary Mulcanium.
There we go. So that's the Google Now little tutorial. If you have any questions,